You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's Miriam. She was the first to get through. Hi, Miriam. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Hello. What are you up to today? Anything fun?
Not really. We're headed down to Strasbourg for work.
Headed down to where?
Strasbourg.
What are you going to do there?
Yeah. We are wiring up a house.
You're wiring a house.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I was just about to ask the same question.
I'm 18.
You're 18?
Are you really? What year were you born?
You're all giggling.
What year were you born?
2004.
She did the math.
All right, look at that. And you can wire a house?
I'm an apprentice, but kind of, yeah.
Well, good for you. That's
super cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is a
skill that will
thing.
Make you money for the rest of your
it
life.
It sure will. Stick with it.
Good for you.
Most definitely.
Very good. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
Yeah.
All right, Miriam, 10 seconds. We need five famous people named either Dave or David. Five famous Daves or Davids. Ready and go.
David Blaine.
Boy.
You got one. Darn it.
We're funny.
Hold on
top of mind, we just gave away tickets to go see David Blaine out in Vegas, too. You know, Miriam, you didn't win the prize today, but we certainly enjoyed talking to you. You drive carefully heading out to Strasbourg, okay?
Be careful.
We'll be.
Don't electrocute yourself. See you
Thank
later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
I guess I'll just put a pin in that one and use it
Yeah, let's
some
hold
other
on
time,
to it.
Right? Some other time. Hey, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, girl.
What are you doing today?
I'm trying to prevent my 16-month-old from hurting himself.
Have you been
successful so far?
So far, no injuries. So.
You know, you could just say you're 1-year-old.
It's true. I kind of start doing that at when they turn 2.
Oh, you wait till 24 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you won't say 26-month-old or 28-month. You won't do that.
24 is your limit.
Yeah, because then that's how clothes are too. When you're buying the clothes,
that's right. Yeah.
For 18 months, you know, etc. But then it's 2T, 3T.
Then it gets really confusing.
I think I might have to agree with Ash. I know the 16-month thing bothers Jeremy.
It does. They're one.
I got to agree that up until age 2, it's all right. Like if they're an 18-month-old, I can see.
Why?
I just do. Because when you say one, they're so new that those extra 4 months make a big, big difference.
Really?
If you're 31 versus 32 years old, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are from 12 months to 16 months, that's another third of your life tacked on.
Sure. Sure.
Like he wasn't walking at 12 months, and now he's running and climbing.
Look at that.
He's 33% older than he was just a few months ago. That's why I can see doing the count in months.
All right. You keep with it, Ashley.
But,
you keep doing it.
But only up until 2, unless I'll make a pact that nobody will be 30 months old.
It gets ridiculous after
that. It gets just goofy sounding, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. What's your kid's name?
Harlan.
Little Harlan.
That's great.
Nice.
All right, you ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
I'm going to give it my best go.
All right.
I can ask no more of you, Ashley, than your best go. 10 seconds. Five foods traditionally made with cinnamon.
Ooh.
Five foods that are made with cinnamon. Ready and go.
Cinnamon rolls, dulce de leche, monkey bread.
Oh, no. A cinnamon latte.
I would have gone with just plain old cinnamon toast.
Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
Or banana bread. I put a lot of cinnamon in my banana bread.
I'm allergic to bananas. I have no experience.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine a life not being able to have a banana.
I know. That's weird.
Well, listen, you and Harlan have a great day, okay?
You too, boys. Thank you.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The cross-eyed bear.
Mm-hmm. No bananas for her.
Hello, Jen. What are you doing today?
Hi. I'm taking my son and his friend to get breakfast burritos.
Oh, yum. I want to be your son.
Yeah. Right. Oh.
Where are you doing that? Where are you going?
Yum.
Little Anita's on South Colorado Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. They've got good ones.
It's good.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
And then what are you doing?
I don't know. We might go to the pool. I need to go to PetSmart.
You got a jam-packed day.
You got stuff to do.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
How old are these kids?
They're 12.
How'd you get stuck with the friend all day?
Well, he spent the night last night, and, you know, we never really know when Leo's going to go home, so we might have him for a couple
Go home, Leo. We never know when he's going to leave, huh? He kind of just sticks around.
No. We're glad to have him.
Nice backpedaling, yeah.
So I got to tell you, maybe this is a future topic for our show. So I was Leo. Did you say his name is Leo? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I was the Leo with my buddy Jeff Boykin. And I'll tell you why, Jen. It's because I grew up in not even middle class, probably lower middle class family. So we weren't starving, but we didn't have a whole lot of stuff. You know, we were just, you know, fine life and everything. But now Jeff Boykin, he came from the super wealthy family. He was a good buddy of mine, one of my best friends. And I would go over and spend the night at his house, too. And it was the same way. They had a big game room upstairs, you know, with pool table and ping pong and everything. Yeah. And, you know, we would go out and ride his mini bike, you know, little motorcycle thing. And it's like, I think I was the Leo because it was like going to Disneyland for me.
Yeah, you didn't want to leave that.
Yeah. And,
and Leo gets breakfast burritos and pool time.
Yes, exactly.
No. Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure my parents didn't care either. My parents probably loved it. They're like, oh, if he wants to go to Boykin's house, fine. You know, he can stay in a couple days over there.
Let's be honest, though, Jen. Do you get kind of sick of him hanging out, tagging along?
No, he's a great kid.
Okay, that's good.
I really don't.
Well, she has to say that. He's in the car with her
right now. Leo's the worst.
No.
He's such a mooch.
I did not say that. No.
I thought I heard you say he's a mooch.
Yeah, that's what you said.
No. Leo, you're not a mooch.
Chip in from time to time, Leo.
I mean, does your kid ever go and spend the night at Leo's house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. They'll go, like, back and forth, and I won't know where they are for a couple hours, and I assume that they're at Leo's house for that time. And then they always end up back over.
That's good. That's a good friendship.
Yeah, that's really good.
It is good.
I suppose we need to play Rattle Off.
Yeah.
If we have to.
Five
things to put in a burrito.
Well,
seriously? I can do that.
I'm fine with it. But...
Okay, five things you put in a burrito. Ready and go.
Cheese, beans, bacon, potatoes, eggs, onions, jalapenos, green chilies.
Yeah.
That was just
all day
way
long.
Too easy.
That's all right.
Oh, the other people are on
everyone
right
online.
Now,
yeah, they're holding.
They're
like
cursing
oh,
us.
Damn
right
it, Jer.
Now. But I got to say, you're a winner.
There we go. Oh, we love you.
Oh, look at that.
Be nice to your mom.
Yeah. Clean up your room.
Like, they don't even know what the prize was. They're like, we hope it's Water World. I don't even know.
No, it's not. It's a day out for you.
Oh. Yeah, it's a mom prize.
Yeah, because there's drinking involved.
Yeah, so just just go lock them in the trunk, and then you go in and have
That's
fun.
That's the day that you send your son to Leo's house.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
You're the best. Listen, hold on. Josh wants to come back and visit with you about your prize, okay?
Great. Thanks, guys.
Welcome.
You're welcome, Jen.